This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The fight over the Lindsey Clancy case has seemingly split along a lot of gender lines in a way that's hard to explain and really impossible to ignore. On X, men want Lindsey destroyed. On Threads and Instagram, women have decided Patrick is a monster who drove his wife insane on purpose. Siobhan Scott is with us to help us break all of this down as to what the hell is going on here. You had mentioned gender lines earlier in the week when we were talking on email. I've certainly seen it. How gender split do you think this is, Siobhan, in terms of people's reactions? Because honestly, I've seen it. I've seen a pretty even mix of hating her or hating him from both men and women. But maybe that's just the perspective of what I've been catching.
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly have seen a lot of the live court shows. You know, mm-hmm. I watch the feed over on the side, and there are a lot of women who are going after Lindsey as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, you know, cannot imagine that they would ever kill their children. And mm-hmm. so there's just that lack of insight into what psychosis is. Because in truth, if any of us became psychotic, we could do horrendous things, mm-hmm. and people don't want to imagine that because that's just beyond their comprehension to understand. But there is this split where I see more women, particularly on Threads. Oh my gosh, it just makes me sick. And I don't even follow it often, but every once in a while somebody will point, oh, you've got to look at this thread. And I go, okay. And I look, and then I'm just like, oh my God, I'm sick from it. I think it really is this, I have been wounded by a narcissistic man, mm-hmm. and this is my funnel. This is where I'm going to channel that rage. You know, I'm taking my story and putting it onto this story. And then there's, you know, on X, again, which I don't follow, but other people point things out to me. And it's just amazing the misogyny. And I think it's the hatred toward women. Yeah. And it's I mean, the violence that they talk about. I see that more with men wanting her tortured. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the way the incels talk about how they want women tortured. I mean, there's a sadistic quality to it. So it's psychologically really disturbing to read these things.
Is there an element here to this? The society has a lovely way of looking at families and people and situations, especially celebrities. And these are obviously not celebrities, but they were a family that on the outside looking in, you know, seemed to be, you know, they had their issues as anyone does. This is the third time she was going through postpartum and went into psychosis on this one. But three kids, you know, seemingly, you know, nice looking family, fair, you know, successful, living a life. Everything seemed to be good. Is there an element to this where it's like that with celebrities when something goes wrong, people are really quick to like, yeah, tear them down. Mm-hmm. Are they looking at this of like, this was a pretty decent family and then this went wrong. And it's just like, destroy that. They do, you know, because of people's own unhappiness, because of people's own bad choices and their own plights in life where things didn't work out, that I want to tear this one down too. Again, because despite the evidence, there isn't evidence of Patrick being this narcissistic monster. Like, people can find a few things where maybe he dropped the ball. Sure. So does everyone. So did she. It's fucking human beings. But there's not a pattern of narcissistic behavior in him. Why? Why are people doing that? I mean, is that why it is? It was a happy, successful marriage and it went wrong. So it started a blaze. Now let's pour some gas on it.
Yeah, I think that's a good supposition. Again, people who are driven by their own emotions that they're not aware of, right? Because a lot of this emotional stuff is unconscious. And there's this sense of the rage and the pleasure with, you know, gee, there's something I don't have. And look at this, they don't have it either. And people, you know, people blend all this stuff together and you just get the kind of crazy things that we're seeing.
Yeah. And Go ahead, Tony.
If Patrick were a narcissist, if he were this monstrous person that they're making out him to be, do you think he'd be sitting in that courtroom standing up for her? Do you think he'd be, or would he be on the defense, on the prosecution side going, yeah, crazy bitch, horrible to the kids, did all that, and looking like the hero?
Yeah.
Narcissists are grandiose. They want to be the hero in this situation. This does not make him the hero in this situation. And he's taking it on the jaw as he goes and lives. That's not a narcissist.
No.
It's like it's the exact opposite of one, quite honestly.
Yeah. He would have focused on his own actions.
Yes.
And the one thing I also wanted to so Stacey said we don't often see what happens behind closed doors. You're right. We don't see behind those closed doors, but here's what we do see. For 22 years, over 22 years with the FBI, I saw behind closed doors because when I had investigations, I had what we're seeing in testimony here. You know, I saw text messages, I saw internet traffic, I saw secret place. And when you have that amount of time of seeing secret place behind closed doors, and then you can see behaviors that become congruent with over a period of time through a lot of reps, you then get really, really attuned to seeing the outward presentation of leakage and seeing if that presents what's going on behind closed doors. Now, it's never 100% conclusive, but you see that kind of leakage over periods of time. When we're talking cases like this, we're talking life arcs of everyone involved in his family. I can tell you, there's no massive grouping of secret place. Are there pockets of shame, of wrongdoing, of something you didn't want someone to see or something like that? Yes, like all human beings. Minor things like this. There is no major gap or wobble from any leakage from absolutely anyone involved in Lindsay's family. That's why, you know, the divide, I was looking for the divide, not on gender, Siobhan. I've been looking at it from background. And so predominantly clinicians, researchers, investigators, when it comes to the human condition, they're the ones that are siding on Lindsay. It's the just the facts, ma'am, side, like the law enforcement side, the hard profiling side, not behaviors, but just, you know, the criminal side. They're the ones that are going hard against her because they just see actions. They don't see what causes those actions. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm seeing the divide. And yeah, gender plays in as well. But again, you can't see exactly behind the closed doors, but I'll tell you what, leakage tells you a lot. Leakage. That's why we look at everyone in here.
Everybody that knew her, everybody that knew them as a couple, all the family members. Yeah, nobody is questioning that she was a wonderful mother and Patrick is a great guy. And yeah, there would be leakage.
Co-workers somewhere. For 15 years describing what she's like in tears as she's giving birth as a labor and delivery nurse every single time because she said, I can't believe this miracle of life that just happened in front of me. That's what co-workers are saying about her.
Yeah.
And so these little things. And even now, I'm watching her co-worker from all these years, her other labor and delivery nurse, who said she's still in touch with Lindsay today. After all these horrendous things that she did do, she did all these horrendous things. I picked up as she's walking out of the courtroom, she looked at Lindsay and gave her a little nod.
Mm-hmm.
As she's walking out, like, I'm still with you. I'm still with you. Who would be if there's any sort of nefarious things going along, either with her or Patrick or anything else?
Yeah, very, very true.
Sorry, I wanted to walk too long on it.
No, that's true. The other point I wanted to make, this whole thing that Patrick was a narcissist, if he did this, he would be a lot more than a narcissist. He would be a sadistic psychopath.
Yes. Yes.
Sadistic.
Fair point.
And there's certainly no evidence that man is a hidden sadist. I mean,
which makes it even crazier because we're talking about someone who went into a state of psychosis, her. And yes, that's the thing. If you're gonna put all this on to Patrick, he'd be a madman. I mean, would be a Ted Bundy level character.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if this were who he is. I mean, what do you say to people like this? I mean, we got, you know, Sandra Lee here. Narcissists excel at concealing their ways. Yes, they do. Some do. Covert narcissists do. Some are extremely grandiose and are pretty fucking in your face, too, by the way. It all depends on the type of narcissist you're dealing with. And I'm sorry, Sandra, that I'm sure you were burned and very hurt by a narcissist at some point in your life. But it's time to educate yourself on narcissism and the very different types of it that there are. And not every person that comes across your screen or your life is your ex. It's a healthy thing to learn that little factoid. It's not always easy to do. He did not stand up for her. He forgave her for killing his fucking kids. What do you mean he didn't stand up for her? I'm sorry, if you don't think he stood up for her, then you're not watching the same fucking case. Wrong. That will be a breadcrumb, anyone to give the appearances they're caring people. So even though she's wrong and all that shit, it's breadcrumbs. It's this, it's that. There's always something that's leading them to believe that he's this other character that he's not. How do you, if this person comes into your office for a session and says, here's what I'm thinking.
Acting leaks over time. That's
how get through to that?
There's no acting. You can't act this much over time. We said it yesterday. No. Yeah, she would get 5 Oscars, you know, and him too. And so if you're assessing, because this, again, we all have in this, you know, you, Siobhan, even more than me, I did it 22, you did it 35 and counting. The leakage of actors is so prevalent over time. So yes, people can put a mask on for a show for a short period of time.
For a short period of time. Yeah.
But it can't unless be maintained. You're a psychopath.
But psychopathy comes out and it manifests different ways as well. Yeah. Right. And that also comes out where there's unhealthy. So psychopathy can mirror and match a lot of people for periods of time for manipulation. But what happens is there's no real relationships. Things go sideways in those relationships. And so that's the leakage that comes out. People actually don't bond. So just look at the psychopaths we've covered. Lori DeBelvallo, Corey Richens, all these people, take their acts aside. Did anyone stand with them? No, they had no relationships with people to stand with them except a few other nutters in their cults. So that's why all the leakage that happens over periods of time says, no, there's no narcissism going on here. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Randy.
I think there's a lot of narcissism going on with the projection people out there, quite honestly, that they're not seeing past their own shit. Because really what we have here, I mean, you have one group, and if we're to look at the bigger pieces of the pie, you have a lot of men that are just skipping past the illness, a lot of women that are skipping past the act. Neither side is looking at the whole picture because the whole picture doesn't let them feel what they came to feel. And then you have people that are seem to be agreeing on this one, on the conspiracy camps. The fact that Patrick remarried in April of 2026, that fact then became proof of guilt for both sides. This is what they agree on. The men say, you know, a real father wouldn't move on. And the women say he clearly never loved her. Mm-hmm. Why does grief that doesn't look right to strangers automatically become evidence?
It just goes back to, I think, that confirmation bias. They've got an opinion, and then they're going to interpret every bit of information, every fact, to fit the emotional stand that they've taken. And so it absolutely doesn't matter. I saw one person on Threads saying, oh, but we know she didn't do it because she's pled not guilty. Okay. They don't understand how it works, right?
It's
she's already stipulated and acknowledged that she did it. You know, that's a fact. But the not guilty plea has to do with because of reason of insanity here. And people don't bother to even pay attention to basic facts because it's this cognitive distortion based upon their emotional response.
You know, the fact that this is all playing out on screens and on text messages and message boards and comment sections, the way that it does now in our world. I mean, this is a relatively new concept. We didn't have a world like this 15 years ago, 20 years ago. We didn't really have it quite like this 10 years ago. I mean, it's ever evolving and ever changing. These sort of conversations, misinformed conversations, misguided understandings of cases used to just happened, you know, at the coffee shop or amongst friends on a phone call or whatever, in private small groups where everybody could, well, did you hear this? And men, women, whatever. I'm not making it a sex thing. But that's how those sort of things went. I remember those days, and I remember many a times, if you get a whiff of some of those conversations, you're like, wow, they're not even understanding the reality of this. But it just keep leveling each other up on their emotional scale. That's where it used to live. Now it lives on forums. Now it lives in the comment section. I mean, is this really all that new? People being just so misinformed and misguided and misunderstanding over facts and then developing opinions? Because I don't think it is. It's just we now have a way to see behind the curtain in ways that we never have in the past.
And I think the amplification of the crazy theories, you know, people might have had an opinion before, talked about it at the coffee shop, but they didn't have 100 other people, you know, cheering them on, or 1,000 other people cheering them on and saying, and here's more proof, and here's more proof, and here's more proof. So it just keeps that amygdala rage going all the time. And then they can stay up all night watching it. And I get the sense that some people are doing that. And that's where the rage addiction comes in. And they get increasingly non-rational.
Yeah, and then people get caught up in the cult of comparison. They do the one-upsmanship. So someone comes up with one crazy theory in what I think's a majority. We talk about living in our own context, you know, of it being a rainstorm, but right over here there's pure sunshine. So you have, say you have a group of five people. Within that group of five people, and you're constantly going back and forth on X or any other social media platform, you all of a sudden feel like you're a majority because you get that echo chamber going. And then you start playing that game of one-upsmanship where you're trying to be a little bit better than Bob I just talked to, or a little bit better than Jane over here. So I got another crazy theory going. Oh, did you see him? He made a micro expression with an eyebrow raised during that testimony. Holy fuck, he's guilty. You know, and then they start putting it around and say, oh, wait, I saw that too. Did you see this? And blah, 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 blah. You know, so that cult of five turns into a cult of 10 and they get an echo chamber. The algorithms start taking hold of it and so it's propagating it out as truth. That's how this craziness happened. So yeah, Tony, to your point, I agree. It all has existed as a species. It hasn't just evolved in the last 10 years. It's just been given the platform of stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which allows us to further stupidity with those platforms.
Stupidize.
It's two options. We can either be far more informed, and many of us are choosing to use it for that too. Oh, I don't understand this concept. Let me educate myself. I can do it like that now.
Yes.
I don't have to take a class. I don't have to talk to this person. I don't have to read a book. I can speak it aloud even now, and the devices in my home will inform me of the facts to which I wish to learn. But we don't even do that. Mm-hmm. We go, well, what does Susie in Omaha think? I'm going to go with that.
I'll join that cult.
Her cat told me this. And men are the same way. And to the asshole who said every dumb broad who defends Lindsay, just shut the fuck up. You are speaking just as stupid as what you're saying right now by expressing it that way. How tribalistic women can be. How fucking tribalistic are you being by calling women that dipshit?
That's leakage, isn't it? That's
little bad
attitude about women right there.
He can fuck the right off. I mean, I'm not going to
watch it.
It's funny. People try to make points.
Tony's amygdala going.
People try to make their points by leaking out their shit at the same time. It's just like, shut the fuck up. Leave. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, unless you're going to say something like that, then you can fuck the right off. I'm sorry. This is how I roll here.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.